sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sally Shapiro. The Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brooke Chandler. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
I spent the day in bed with cheap food and pornography. It comes as no surprise that even God is taking sertraline. There's plastic in my protein bar, there's poison in my soup. I looked into the paper trail, it all points back to you. The mathematician begged and begged to burn my neurochemicals. First it felt like honest fun, now getting up is difficult. There's concrete in my creatine, there's something in my eye. I'll go back to therapy the day I find the time. To get some rest, I don't know what it means. I haven't slept a whole night since the day I turned 18. And now my eyes, they look like oil spills. My bedroom's full of ghosts. I need to take my vitamins, I need a slice of toast. I stare into the fridge at over 50,000 calories. And know that when I'm finished here, I'll somehow be as unhappy. There's cancer at the superstore, there's ice in my red wine. I'll go back to therapy the day I find my mind. Bed, but now my life is boring me. It comes as no surprise that even God is taking sertraline.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. It's one of those weird solo shows this week. Joel and Steve are both away, so you've got me, John Murphy, with you until 5 o'clock. And that track you just heard was an absolute belter to kick us off. It was Brody Milner, Convenience Store Gospel. Debut play on The Breakdown for Brody Milner. He's a musician from Hull who mixes blues, garage rock, folk and pop. And he has a new EP called Holy Ghost Survivors Group, Part 1, out on the 8th of May. That's a song about a man in an abusive relationship with his own vices. He tries to eat himself better, but is poisoned by food industry lobbyists in the process. I predict big things for him. Coming up, we've got a double album of the week from Joyce Manor and Landa Hecht, one of the best pop songs ever recorded as the 4 o'clock classic, and brand new songs from Maria Taylor, Law & Order, Gretel, and a double bill of Process songs. But first, there was no show last week, but Steve reassures me that the Just Jones were a shoo-in for album of the week, so I'm going to play catch-up here. The Just Jones are a Glaswegian band fronted by siblings David and Katie Pope. They released Romantic Visions of Scotland last Friday. This is the kind of title track, Romantic Visions Prepare for Disappointment. I'll team up with a track from last week's album of the week. 2 weeks ago album of the week, Sassy 009. Firstly, this is The Just Jones.
Disappointment, and you would be disappointed. is for your own good. I only say this for your own good. I had a job once, it lasted 4 months, led me to wonder, is there truly dignity in hard work? All those romancing visions, I'll tear some into ribbons. Prepare for disappointment, and you won't be disappointed. Money, your aspirations, lower those expectations. Prepare for disappointment, and you won't be disappointed.
Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Mirrors don't find me.
That was a track from the album of the week from 2 weeks ago, which was Sassy 009, which is the project of Oslo-based producer, songwriter and vocalist Sunniva Lyngard, and the album is called Dreamer Plus. We've got two albums of the week this week, because I'm just being very greedy. The first one is Joyce Manor. Joyce Manor released their seventh album, I Used to Go to This Bar, yesterday. It's a very lean 19 minutes long. There is literally not one song under 2.5 minutes on the whole album, but it's full of instant pop punk gems. And I'll play two tracks in the show. Our first one is the track that actually closes the album, and it's called Grey Guitar. This is Joyce Manor.
Yeah.
Very sudden ending there from Joyce Manor. That is from their album I Used to Go to This Bar, which is an absolute corker. So it obviously deserves the album of the week. And there's another album of the week coming up as well. And I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Firstly, though, Law and Order. And I've only just realised last week, Law and Order is like a, it sounds like Law and Order. I wonder if that was deliberate. Anyway, she released one of the best singles of 2025 last year in Yes, which I don't think we ever played on here because I think this is her debut play on The Breakdown. But she's just released the follow-up, Praxis, and announced details of her second album, Whole World as Vigil, and that follows up her debut album, 2023's The Infinite Spine. That'll be out on the 27th of March. She's inspired by Steve Reich, Kate Bush, and Bruce Springsteen, which does sound an odd combination, but you can definitely hear it here. This is Praxis by Law and Order.
Misinterpret every word spoke. I'm not strong, no tower, no oak. You know when your skin doesn't bring hope. It's not supposed to, it just gets you close. What more can I explain? The whole world that I contain. It's not a matter of better days. A generator whenever I say that every time I walk out of the house, that's praxis. Every step I take, the world on its axis. All the little things done to keep this true. All the sleight of hand just to make it through. So I could talk about the halo. I never capture most of its glow. She was scared laying barefoot. How does it feel? We've arrived, y'all. What can I obtain? At least one life that I have gained. It's not a matter of better days. A generator whenever I say. And every time I walk out of the house, that's praxis. Every step I take keeps the world on its axis. All the little things learn to keep this true. All the sleight of hand just to make it through. Every step I take is the world on its axis. All the little things learn to keep this true. All the sleight of hand just to make it. Well, every time I walk out of the house, that's praxis. Every step I take keeps the world on its axis. All the little things learn to keep this true. All the sleight of hand just to make it through.
The absolutely wonderful Law and Order, and I'm going to predict that album, Whole World is Vigil, will be one of the best albums of 2026, receiving her belated first play on The Breakdown. Coming up next, we've got Avalon Emerson. Avalon Emerson is a producer and DJ from San Francisco, but is also a singer-songwriter, and she released her second album, Written Interchanges, on March the 20th. The album was co-written and co-produced by Rostrum, who was formerly of Vampire Weekend, of course. And this is the first single to be taken from it. It was released last week, and it very much falls into the sad banger category. I'm going to team it up with the latest song from Maria Taylor, which I'll tell you about in a bit. But firstly, Jupiter and Mars by Avalon Emerson.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste? I
That's Maria Taylor, who is possibly best known for being a founder member of Azura Ray. She's been a mainstay of many Saddle Creek records over the years, and she has now signed to Conno Breast's label Million Star Records. This week, she announced her first album for 7 years. Story's End will be released on the 3rd of April, and that was the title track. And before that, you heard Emerson, and Jupiter and Mars. Almost forgot the name of this. The time is between 3:25 and 3:30, and you know what that means if you're a regular listener. It means it's treble seven time. Treble seven is where we play three songs back to back that all come in under 7 minutes in total. First track I'm going to play you is from Langkammer. This was a request from Joel. They're a four-piece from Bristol, described as a restless genre-blurring band who skip between slacker rock, heavy proto-punk and nervy alt-country. So that sounds just up our street. Released their fourth album last week called Now. Joel assures me he'd have played something from it. So here is a belated play for Easterly from the album Now by Langkammer. Coming up after that be two extra tracks, which are very, very short.
Breakdown, treble seven.
Sound of Sweet Pill there, bringing this week's Treble 7 to a close. And that was a song called Slow Burn. Sweet Pill are a four-piece from Philadelphia. They released their second album, Still There's a Glow, on March the 13th. And that's a track about the irony that things that feel so good are so bad for you. Before that was Common Holly. That's the stage name for Montreal-based singer-songwriter Bridget Nagar. She has a new EP called They Will Draw Halos Around Our Heads. And that was a song called Dyson that she said was inspired by Jonathan Richman, written in 5 minutes while she was sitting by a window waiting for a Dyson vacuum cleaner to be delivered. That was her debut play on The Breakdown. And before that was Lankhammer and Easterly. And that is today's Treble 7. I mentioned before that we've got two albums of the week this week, and the second one is Landa Hecht. My Imaginary Friend is a track from her third solo album, Lucky Now. Landa Hecht was formerly lead singer with the Muncie Girls, who split in 2023. She'll be touring the UK in April. She's actually playing Mary Street Live in Sheffield on Friday the 24th of April. This is the first track I'll play from it today, My Imaginary Friend, and I'll play another one in the second hour of the show. Landa Hecht.
You held out your hand for me when I couldn't get over the gate.
Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
He's not a violent man, he's lifting weights to see his father. I blend his protein shakes.
It sounds like a you problem.
That is Fight Milk and Sounds Like a You Problem. That was released last week. They've released their first new material since 2024's album No Souvenirs, and it seems a bit of a heavier sound for the London band. Lead singer Lily May described that as Army of Me by Bjork crashing into Plump by Hole on a motorway, which I can definitely appreciate. Next up, regular listeners will know that when I come onto the show, I like to have a feature called Not a Cover, and that's a song which has the same title as another song, but is crucially not a cover version. This time round, it's Holly Humberston, who was released To Love Somebody, which is not a cover of the Bee Gees classic. Instead, it's the second single to be taken from her upcoming second album, Cruel World, which follows up 2023's debut, Paint My Bedroom Black. I think this is an absolutely brilliant song. To Love Somebody by Holly Humberston.
So you crashed into the wall, you're cleaning up the broken glass, thinking what the hell is that? Critics called it trash.
Too bad.
They tell you that you feel too much euphoria right down to the crush. It all breaks down, it always does. It all works out, it always does. And the shit they say in the songs you love, the greatest hits and the deepest cuts. It all breaks down, it always does. It all works out, it always does. To love somebody,
an absolutely glorious record that is. The triumphant return of Holly Humberston, that's To Love Somebody, which is taken from her second album, which I've forgotten the name of already. Cruel World. That's out on... I don't actually have a date for that, but that album will be out quite soon. Holly Humberstone, To Love Somebody, from the new album Cruel World. Someone else who announced their return last week was Courtney Barnett, and she's releasing her long-awaited fourth studio album, Creatures of Habit. That will be out on March the 27th, the follow-up to Things Take Time, Take Time. The first single to be taken from it is called Sight Unseen, and also features Katie Crutchfield of the band, who are one of my favourite people to pronounce, Waxahachie. And she's touring the US in spring. There's been no UK dates announced as yet, but hopefully they're on their way. Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie with Sight Unseen. Welcomed return of Courtney Barnett with Waxahachie, and that's a track called Sight Unseen, that's taken from her upcoming fourth album, which will be out at the end of March, called Creatures of Habit. Now, in October, Bob Mould caused paroxysms of excitement amongst indie rock fans of a certain age when he announced that his mid-90s band Sugar were reforming, and they were playing live dates in London and New York. They've now released a new single, and they're embarking on a world tour later this year. They'll be in the UK in May and June, playing London, Bristol, Manchester, Bristol, Nottingham, Glasgow and Leeds. And this is a track called Long Live Love by Sugar.
Leaving the house without your shoes and tights.
sounding just as ferocious as they did 30-odd years ago. That is Bob Mould's Sugar and a song called Long Live Love. Now, I'm going to end this hour on a slightly tonal shift. You'll be aware of the horrific scenes that have happened in Minneapolis over the last few weeks, and now there's been a bit of an artistic pushback against what's been happening. Bruce Springsteen last week became one of the first artists to write a song about the murder of Rene Good and Alex Pretté by ICE agents in Minneapolis. He wrote the song last Saturday, he recorded it the next day, and then released it earlier this week. And it's called Streets of Minneapolis, which harks back to Streets of Philadelphia, of course. And it's quite brilliant. I'm going to double that Bruce's track up with a new song from Billy Bragg, who also did the same thing last weekend. He wrote a song last weekend and released it this week called City of Heroes. See you on the other side. This is Bruce Springsteen, followed by Billy Bragg.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city aflame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. Here in our home they killed and we'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Trump's federal thugs beat upon his face and his chest. Then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir, just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Noam's dirty lies. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. Now they say they're here to uphold the law, but they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you can be questioned or deported on sight. In our chance of ice out now, our city's heart and soul persists. Through broken glass and bloody tears on the streets of Minneapolis. Oh, I'm Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. Here in our home they killed and wronged in the winter of 26. We'll take our stand for this land and the stranger in our midst. We'll remember
streets of Minneapolis. We'll remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis.
Hi, it's me, Neil, from Oasis. I have a new band called Terror Pigeon you should check out. Keep listening to The Breakdown.
The ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. When they came for the communists, he said, it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. And when they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. His silence didn't save him. When they came for him as well, there was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. What excuses would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes. I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, I got in their face. When they came for the refugees, I got in their face. When they came for the five-year-olds, I got in their face. When they came to my neighbourhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they dragged people from their cars, I got in their face. When they took families from their homes, I got in their face. When they murdered our sister, I got in their face. And when they murdered our brother, I still got in their face. In Dachau, Martin Niemöller suffered for his complicity. But in this city of heroes, we learn the lessons of history. I will bear witness to terror. I will bear witness to tyranny. I will bear witness to murder. I will bear witness to fascism.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.